Welcome to the Passage to Profit Show, the Road to Entrepreneurship podcast.
Okay, so first on board is Eleanor Kabacki. She is a marketing genius. Her website blew me away. It's efkgroup.com. Eleanor, tell us what you're doing in this brand new AI world that is above and beyond anything I've seen before.
Yeah, for us, it is an absolute culture and strategy change. I've had my agency for 28 years, and there's been many different iterations of that agency, and that's why we've made it all these years and grown. But this time is very, very, very different. This is really stripping it all down, forgetting everything we have known, and building it back up, which is a really amazing opportunity to live through. And I, like you, was talking about believing and betting on yourself. And I said to myself, I'm going to change everything I've ever done. And I'm going to do everything I've ever done very differently. And that was really hard to give up that level of security. And, you know, I've had success and I've followed a strategy that has worked consistently through the years. And to allow that to go to the wayside and then to bring a whole company with you on what your ideas are, that has truly been a very different game for me. And it started about a year and a half ago when I decided I wasn't going to fight it and decided that I was going to get on top of it, get ahead of it. And that started with releasing an RFP to work with companies to help build a software.
What's an RFP?
That's a request for proposal.
Okay.
And in my world, everything you do is done through an RFP. And this is an opportunity for companies to show you how they can help you build software, help you launch a product, to build marketing campaigns, so on and so forth. So that's a mechanism that allows companies to work together. Released an RFP and came up with what I think is the next iteration of how AI should work with brands and marketing agencies to facilitate better results, ROI, return on investment for our clients, that is based in using AI more in the sense of media spend, more in the sense of strategy versus creative or copy, which it isn't there yet. Mm-hmm. And so we launched that software about 2 months ago. We're right now working with the state of New Jersey. And, you know, we're in market. We work with universities and just getting them in that headspace. So for us, it has been a complete game changer. And I really believe at the end of the day is that if you're not willing to commit, then I think there's going to be a lot of people who aren't here in a year from now. And that's the hard part.
Speaking a little bit more generally, you know, there's a lot going on in the digital revolution. There's a lot going on in the AI space. Do you have any thoughts about how people can maintain a healthy balance when it comes to these topics? You know, you can get so saturated. We were talking earlier in the program about just going down the AI rabbit hole, for example. You wonder, okay, how healthy is that for us if we become so obsessed with technology or so obsessed with social media? You have any thoughts about how to maintain a balance between being engaged in that and also, living in a good, healthy life?
Yeah, it's actually a great question. When I brought AI to the company, to the leadership team a year ago, I had a lot of resistance.
Yeah.
Now, what I have seen in the last year is the total opposite, where people not only have embraced it, but are really relying on it. And so, honestly, there needs to be a balance for businesses to figure out what it does well and what it does not do well, and how to harness the things that it does well. And for me, that's all about software integration. Partnerships are the name of the game. I think in order for businesses, marketing agencies, brands to do really well, it's about rethinking how we do business. And I think it's built from the ground up and honestly getting great partners. I work with Salesforce, believe it or not. They are one of our partners. And what's interesting is that nobody has a chokehold on it yet. When I tell you every week we have informational sessions with these partners to figure out what's next or how this software is going to work in market, everybody is just figuring it out. So there's a lot of opportunities for businesses here.
It's so funny because you said it was hard to get the heads of the businesses. So Richard and I do the marketing, but we do it together. So we were the first ones to introduce AI to Gearhart Law through the marketing. So the head of the company was the first, one of the first ones.
Yeah.
And bringing everybody else on board has been really tough for us. And now Richard is really pushing making the law firm an AI augmented firm.
But you see little converts along the way. People who are initially resistant, it sounds scarier than it really is. And if you try it and you work with it, you do appreciate that there is still a fair amount of thinking that has to go into using this tool. It's not going to replace humans yet. Mm-hmm. Who knows what the future holds? And I'll see people kind of light up a little bit and say, oh, I used AI for this. Whereas before they were like, I'm not touching the stuff.
But we will not use a marketing agency that's not up to date on AI.
Right.
And so I don't expect it to replace them. We still need the people. Like, we have questions, and AI gets it wrong. It lies. It's all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Right? So we do need people at the marketing agency that we can interact with, but they better be using cutting-edge techniques.
Yeah.
Right? Because we want to stay above the fold. It's used to say in the old days with the newspaper, right? You want to be above the fold.
So, Matt, what do you think about all of this? Do you have any comments or questions for Eleanor?
Well, first of all, if you had to frame out what the key strategic challenges of your business are, you probably don't go, you know, I need the right AI solution. AI is a tool to help you advance your strategic challenges and goals. Mm-hmm. It's part of the toolkit. Where it fits within your toolkit, I think, is dependent upon the resources of your company, the space that you're in, and the time that you're willing to put in and who you could allocate to it. I think you need subject matter experts who do this on behalf of the company, who take the lead in this, because we're not all blessed with the same skill and natural comfort level. You said it before, people had this obvious discomfort in your firm, and then they tested it and like, okay, I see it. But not everybody is going to adapt really quickly to this. And they need other folks to evangelize on behalf of the company and then share it and spread the use cases.
Yeah, I mean, in the legal business, drafting documents is what attorneys spend most of their time doing. Yes. And if you look at AI, it drafts all sorts of stuff for you. It may not always be right for the legal stuff, but it's doing it. And people are saying, you're going to need me if you've got a computer that does all of this? And it's a legitimate question.
But you do. So, Eleanor, because, I mean, when we're doing copy for this, like AI gave us questions. And I'm like, I can do better questions than this myself.
Right.
So what parts are you using it for? I know you and I were talking before the show about all the back end stuff you do with AI that people don't even know about. Right. Is that where you're implementing first?
Yeah. So for us, one thing that we have found is that for us, it's our first pass. I think that's the best way to sort of put this in terms that'll make sense. For us, how can we increase our productivity by 30%? That was our goal this year, right? And so that meant sitting down with creatives, a creative director, a brilliant creative director, and saying, listen, first pass on creative is now via you and AI, your AI tool of choice, right? And that was a very scary proposition. People are very, very nervous. I said at that point is that AI can not get you there. But what it can do is reduce the minutiae. It can reduce the meaningless work. It can make you more productive. And that is the truth. It doesn't take away. It adds to your productivity. So for us, it was a numbers game. And we just got there because you have to build confidence in how you are driving your business with AI and not leaving staff behind. So there's a fine balance there.
So Eleanor, do you think that you would eventually reduce your team, the size of your team, if AI tools take over? I mean, having a responsibility to your company, or are you just going to kind of, hopefully you grow fast enough that you won't have to face that decision, right?
So that's exactly right. So that's why we have completely done a retool. I grew up in a union family. Like, I was just thinking today, you know, kids like don't understand, you never cross a picket line. That's how I grew up, right? I have a socially responsible company. That's in our DNA. So no, my whole goal, it's funny, I just sat down with one of our creative directors and I said, no one's going to get left behind. That's my number one goal. That's my job, is that no one gets left behind. So what I have to do is figure out how I will increase our revenue. And for me, it's all media driven, it's behavioral driven, online. We can make our clients much more successful. And if I can get ahead of it and be that agency that does it, I look at continued growth. So that's my strategy working.
in this day and age right now, the way you do that is with the human touch,
Yes.
You have to be trusted, right? Authentic.
I mean, do you ever worry that because of AI that people aren't going to learn the skills that they need in order to make good judgments about AI output? So one of the things that we, we have interns. We ask them to do help on projects. Yeah. They go right to AI. They get the answer.
Wrong. I know.
And then I say, well, did you learn anything when you did that?
Right.
Are you accumulating the skills and the real world knowledge to be able to evaluate these things?
Right. I mean, that's a really, there's going to be so many challenges that we are faced with. And I think that's a huge one. But I think to your point earlier is that, adapting multiple tools, AI tools, mm-hmm. will keep us at our best, because they say, and I do believe this, is that the people that are going to succeed during this new revolution are people who can operate AI to the best of their ability. So they're sort of on the right track.
So I heard, and I had said goals and strategy, I heard grow revenue, improve our productivity by 30%, and create client services that enhance their outcomes, right? And then the question is, in what ways can we utilize AI to advance these strategies to accomplish those goals, right? So I think where you started, that's the thing. Like, it's not just like, hey, I'm just going to get in there and scratch around in AI. What are the core challenges of your business? Where do you want to get to? What's the plan to get there? And in what way can you utilize AI as a tool in the overall toolkit?
So somebody has to set the goals and have the vision.
It comes from typically the leadership.
Right.
Sometimes it's a strategist. Sometimes the CEO or the person who runs the company is the chief strategist. But I think if it's not woven in specificity around what do you want it to ultimately do for your business, you can sort of go so deep into it and not have clarity around what you're trying to get out of it.
When I'm going to do a new podcast, I do ChatGPT, do a business plan. But everything like that you do has to have an outcome, desired outcome at the end, right? And for you, you can use AI, but you know that one of your outcomes is this authenticity and trust. So you have to weave those two together. And how do you weave what you get from AI in with having people look human enough that, because AI doesn't like you if you don't look human, right?
Yeah, well, that should be part of the fabric of your service-based business. If I'm hiring your firm and I feel like all it is I'm getting bot-related stuff, I'm not going to use their firm. I want that human experience to be front and center, and then I don't care if there was some utilization of it. But if you step back for a second, and I wrote about this in the book, vision. What's the vision for your business? Where do you see it in 5 years or 10 years? What are the goals? How do you benchmark it in specificity? What's the strategy and plan to get there? What tactics do you use? And how do you iterate on those tactics? That's basic 101 business building. And where does AI fit in that? It's in the tactics to accomplish those goals.
Right. So what is your vision, Eleanor? Exactly right.
Yeah. For us, it is understanding and being on the forefront of how AI will help businesses succeed in this new environment. And I mean new environment and in marketing in every which way but loose. And so for us, I think one of the reasons that EFK and myself have been successful is because my client's success is the most important thing to me besides my employees. So if I balance out those things and go with good intent and give it everything I have, I believe at the end of the day that we're going to end up on top with the AI revolution, honestly. And I just keep on every day, like you said, I wake up and I'm all in. And for me, it's a little exciting, to be honest with you, because it's new. I've been doing the same thing for 30 years. So let's shake it up and let's figure out how to stay on top of it and grow. And that's exciting.
Eleanor Kabacki, efkgroup.com. And then you also have Good Behavior Brand.
Yeah.
The clothing brand.
Yes.
We didn't get to that this time. Maybe next time.
All right. That would be amazing.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.